The Dodgers squaring off with the Twins. LA trying to win their fourth consecutive game. We pick up the action, 1-0 Minnesota in the fourth.
Rosario runs and Castro hits a ball to right center field. Jock Peterson lays out to catch it. Might be some jelly legging going on, but they're certainly finding the strength when they need it. Taylor and Peterson both with nice defensive plays.
There's a fly ball to center field. A long run for Granit. Back to the wall. He looks up. It's high off the wall. Bellinger will score easily. Peterson arrives at second base with a stand-up double, and the Dodgers have tied the Twins at one. There's a line drive into right field for a base hit. In to score is Peterson. Utley will hold at second. An RBI single for Puig. He's now 2-for-2, and the Dodgers take a 2-to-1 lead.
Line to the left field corner, fair ball. Chris Taylor comes through again. It bounces by Rosario. On his way to third. It's a 4-1 game.
It looks like they're disagreeing. They're saying what's on the official scorecard is not up on the stadium scorecards that are up in the right field.
It's another rocket off of the glove and down the left field line. Into the corner. Forsythe trying to score from first. He will on an RBI double from Chris Taylor.
Josh Raven picks up his first career save as the Dodgers win their fourth straight, taking it 6-2. Kenta Maeda wins his third straight start, allowing 2 runs, 1 earned, and 5 frames. Chris Taylor, 2 hits and 3 RBIs. Yasiel Puig finishes with 3 hits, an RBI, and a run scored. The Dodgers are the first team in the league to reach 70 wins. The Dodgers win their fourth in a row. Chris Taylor spoke about his key fourth inning double.
Just not trying to do too much, you know, staying short and, you know, just get the barrel to the ball. And he left a breaking ball over the middle. I put a good swing on it.
You can see that he was struggling with command there early on and based on the guys that were hitting in front of you. How much were you capitalizing on that situation?
Yeah, you know, I think he fell behind a few guys and we got in good hitters count, worked the count, and you know, we took advantage of his mistakes.
When Presley comes in, you drive in another run, your thought process there in that approach.
I'm sorry?
When Presley comes in, you drive in another run, your thought process in that at bat.
Same thing, keeping it simple, just get the barrel of the ball. I think it was the same thing, left a slider in the middle in and you know, I hit it down the line, found a hole.
What wasn't simple, what was going on there with that delay? I know from a player's perspective, a dugout perspective, what was your interpretation of what was happening there?
I didn't know. I was just trying to stay loose. I was in the hole at the time, and I guess there was a mix-up with the lineups and who they put in. They put somebody in the wrong spot, but I don't know. I leave that to the coaches.
How difficult is it to stay loose as you're sitting there waiting and waiting and waiting, anticipating when you guys are going to resume play?
Yeah, I think we're just as frustrated as the fans. You know, we just want to get out there on the field, and you know, but that's part of the game.
It's July 25th. This is game 101, and you guys have already won 70. Your thought about reaching that record already?
Let's keep it going. I mean, we're feeling good. We're on a roll, so just keep playing good baseball.
Dodgers manager Dave Roberts spoke about the Twins' lineup confusion in the sixth inning.
I just wanted to get clarity and make sure that the pitcher was in the right spot, the right players were out there playing defense, and it wasn't the case, and so the umpires did a good job. It took a little bit, but we got it right. I just wanted to make, we wanted to all make sure that, you know, once a player's off the field, out of the game in Escobar or Polanco, can he come back in the game? And to their understanding, there was a correction rule, a reentry fielder rule that I didn't know about. So they all conferred and they got it right. So Polanco was able to come back in the game. The pitcher remained in the five spot. So they did lose Escobar. So there was just kind of a misunderstanding there, but there we cleared it up. Where a fielder is out of the game, a fielder, and he can come back into the game.
Who did you think needed to be out?
Well, I wanted to make sure that the pitcher was in the five, Escobar. And so they ended up getting it right.
How did you know that there was something wrong in the first place?
Because once I looked at my card and the umpire was telling me in a double switch where the pitcher goes, and that was in the five, and so Escobar was in the five, so he was still standing in left field once the inning started.
Had you ever been a part of anything like that?
No, that was different. So, I guess learning experience for all of us.
It didn't have anything to do with the change that they made before the game in the lineup.
No, I don't think that. Sano was a late scratch, and I don't recall where Escobar was at or where Polanco was at. So it might have, Kenny, but I can't even recall. Right, I don't think, Polanco, I'm not sure he was. Correct. So I don't think it had anything to do with that.
Do you think there should be a system in place to at least allow the fans to know what's happening?
I think that that's something that I haven't seen before, so I think that Major League Baseball, I'm sure, will do something to try to educate fans while something like that, you take 20 minutes and fans are trying to wonder what is going on, so that absolutely makes sense.
And were you aware of
re-entry? I wasn't. I hadn't, and it was good that, those four, the guys and umpires on the field got together and were very confident in that rule, so... I don't know, and I think that as far as mechanically, I don't think I needed to wait for a pitch to be thrown, because once he's waved in and the spot is he deemed that the pitch was in the five, I think I could have went out there at that point, but just to kind of cover ourselves, I wanted to wait for a pitch to be thrown, but it is something I'd never heard of. Bob, my bench coach, never heard of it, so. Guess you live and learn. That was good.
Do you think you might gain an advantage there?
I think, I think in the sense of where the pitcher was a couple places higher than they would have liked, I think that's an advantage. And obviously, to lose Escobar, I think for us that's an advantage too.
10 years ago when Kenta started this game, how did he go from a 1-2-3-1-2-3 to having such efficiency in the first couple of innings to a third in which he labors so much?
I think it was just that walk to Polanco. I think that he was really good, and he was really cruising. Curveball good, fastball down, located good sliders, and it's just the pitch efficiency was very good, and he was on point. And I think that you look at that inning and gives up the that leadoff walk to Polanco, then the base hit to Castro, punch the pitcher. Gets Dozier, and then the granite base hit, then the Mauer, and it just kind of added up his pitches. And so for me, they were starting to get some better swings off of him. And you got Louis Avalon, so that next spot, the next tier of hitters coming up, I felt good that Louis can go in there and do what he does, and he did.
He has.
And Josh, when he gets up here with us, the focus heightens and the stuff is really good. And this is as good as I've seen his slider, where he throws it for strikes, starts out as a strike, and the late depth that it has. Fastball, obviously we've seen a bigger number, but that slider tonight was really good. And for him to give us that three-out save was huge, especially where our pen's at.
Up next, the Dodgers go for the sweep on Wednesday with Brock Stewart on the hill.